Mushkegawik Council's two new deputy chiefs have been focused on their communities since their swearing-in last month. For the first time this year, two deputy grand chief positions were elected instead of one. Amos Wesley represents the North and Natasha Martin was elected as the Southern Rep. Both are looking forward to the work they can do for their communities. Martin said that while her focus will be on the Southern Mushkegawik communities, she's working for everyone. Every community within our territory is so different and they have different priorities, said Martin. I really believe that we should be open to all our members, and while the chiefs and communities in the South are my priority, everyone's our people. Wesley said seeing communities work together has been a great part of his new position and it's something he wants to support. It's all about us leading the way and our ideas and incorporating our culture, he said. I'm looking forward to working together. Martin was acclaimed as Deputy Grand Chief South, and Wesley was elected during the Mushkegawik general election on August 23. Both were sworn in during the Mushkegawik Annual General Assembly on September 13. Grand Chief Leo Walter Friday was also sworn in that day. Wesley has served as Deputy Chief in his home community of Kashechewan First Nation, as well as Housing Director and Communication Consultation Coordinator. Martin was the director of the Mushkegawik Nation Rebuilding Initiative prior to her nomination for Deputy Grand Chief South and has also worked in the Land and Resources Department. She's also continuing supporting the formation of the Mushkegawik Women's Council. They're going to be a reference for me too, when I need that guidance, and not just for me but for everyone on Mushkegawik Council, she said. Both deputy grand chiefs will serve a 4-year term.